Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I don't know if everybody's seen this, but it is high noon in the District of Columbia. B's having his lunch. I'm going to have mine in a moment. But the Diet Cokes all have like a phrase on them now.
A phrase or a name?
What's up, partner? Partner? High noon in the District of Columbia. Last week, I think it was last week, Jeff did a really good job of pronouncing to the world the athletes he hates. There were a lot of wrestlers on there. He's very mad at a couple of people I couldn't remember. Jerry Seinfeld, Benetton or something. What was that guy's
John
name?
John Bradshaw Layfield.
Yeah, that dude. Eddie Guerrero? Was that another
he lie,
one?
He cheat, he steal.
Yep. Yes. I mean, the
he
fact
was serious that, about it, too.
The fact that his song is, yo, I lie, I cheat, I steal, is kind of badass. I talked at length about some Duke basketball players I have not liked over the years, but today is Landfill's day. Today is James Andrew Mullins, the 10th.
Yeah, we got to find out who he
Professor Landini,
like.
Who do you hate,
hey,
sir?
We need to find out who he loves because he don't like nobody.
This is a good point. I think he loves Jaden Daniels. The love list might be short. Art Monk.
Yeah, I have two guys on the players I love. It's Jaden Daniels and Derek Jeter. That's it.
Pretty good list.
That's the best list.
A 2 and a 5.
All right. Most hated players. I got 9 here. Nine most hated players.
Is this in order? Like, give me descending order, preferably. Like, start at 9, go to 1.
Chipper Jones, number 9.
Kind of hateable.
Yeah, he was a tool.
You know his real name's Larry?
Larry Jones.
Larry Jones, about the most nondescript name ever.
How did you get Chipper?
I guess he's an upbeat fella. I don't know. Maybe he chipped his tooth as a kid. White Brian, look that up for us. Why do they call him Chipper?
Number 8, Bryce Harper.
Wow. Why?
I had him 8. I mean, he's a total tool. Then he went to the Phillies. My favorite thing about him going to the Phillies is it was hugely important that he signed the biggest contract in baseball history. And then, like, a day later, somebody signed a bigger one.
Didn't Trout just get an extension or something?
Yeah, somebody got one that was massively bigger than his. That was great. Bryce Harper's 8 and not higher because he did play for the Nats and he was good while he was here, but he's still a tool.
Yeah,
I don't like
him. The Bryce is complicated because I did interview him, like speak to him a few times, not a lot, but he was always like polite and cool in person. But dude, all the stuff with that dude, like how he would toss his helmet off when he was rounded second, like it didn't naturally pop off, dude. You popped it off to like show off your hair. Remember that video his brother posted him? Of him like double hair drying for his look, and then his brother posted it and he was all pissed about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate that inclusion, Professor.
All right.
Number 7, Tim Biakabatuka.
Interesting.
Why?
Why?
Because every time he played the Redskins, he was run for 200 yards and a bunch of touchdowns. I hated the guy.
Bro, I gotta confess. when he was with the Panthers, right?
Yeah.
He did kind of torch them.
You just gash them every freaking game.
I'm writing this down because ideally White Brian can make us a graphic that we can share about Lamphill's most hated players. But I got to be honest. Let's try to spell Biaka Batuka. We can do it together.
B-I-A.
B-I-A. I got that far.
K-U-T.
K-U-T. Biaka Batuka. U-K-A?
Yeah, something like that.
B-I-A-K-U-T-U-K-A. Did we get that, Lamphill?
No. It's B-I-A-K-A-B-U-T-U-K-A.
B-I-A-K-A-T-U...
I would have called him TB anyway.
T-A-K-U?
Sure, something like that.
I've now written it down three times, and I'm not sure if any of them are correct. Biaka... He did torch the Skins, dude.
Mm-hmm. Just crushing them.
Hold on. Now, if you want to chime in with your most hated players, call in 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Or if you disagree with Lamphills, you can also do that. The only controversial one I would say thus far is Harper. I think there are still Harper stands in this city. Number six,
Professor. Number six, I'm going to go with J.D. Drew.
He was so hyped up and then kind of sucked, right?
Yeah, and he was just like an aloof moron everywhere he went.
Was
he
that
a dumb
in,
face?
You start in Philly? Was that his brother? I think J.D. Drew was with the Cardinals for a stretch.
He was with the Cardinals. He was with the Red Sox. He was with the Braves. He played a lot of places. And I hate his face.
Kind of a dumb looking face.
Yeah. Dumb face.
Yeah. Cardinals, Dodgers, Red Sox. All right. Bleep you, J.D. Drew.
Number five, I got Trot Nixon. Stupid name.
I remember him.
He was the Red Sox. I believe he was their right fielder. Stupid name.
Trot was, I mean, very baseball-y.
Mm-hmm.
You're also revealing your extreme seamheadness. You are a baseball nerd, but you do a good job of keeping it private.
Number four, Cole Hamels.
He was good.
He was also another total tool.
Okay. Pitcher for the Phillies is how I best remember him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, to recap so far, Chipper Jones, Bryce Harper, Tim Biaka Batuka, J.D. Drew, Trot Nixon, Cole Hamels. Five of your six people so far, all baseball players.
That's right.
All right.
I got a football player here.
B-I-A-K-A-B-U-T-U-K-A.
If you want, the phone lines are filling up fast. If you want to call in and tell us who you hate, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. All right, Lamphill's top three.
Number three.
Yeah.
Chris Sims.
Really?
Why?
Yeah. He beat the Redskins.
One time?
They beat him in the playoff.
Yeah, and he was annoying as hell, too. Like, he's not good at quarterback, and it was one of the most frustrating things imaginable when your team can't beat a guy who sucks. So it really pissed me off, and I hate him.
I like Sims. You know, by that category, isn't DeVito 2-0 against them? Or what was the Cowboys' backup? Cooper Rush?
Cooper Rush.
I think he's 2-0 against them.
Isn't he Lamar's backup now, Cooper Rush?
Yes, I think that's right. He went somewhere.
Yeah.
He went somewhere. Is that helpful? I'm looking it up. Number three, Chris Sims. I know Chris and like Chris a lot, so I'm not. I can't get there with you on that one.
I think Beamish knows number two.
Who was that?
Tiki Barber.
Yeah, look, he's my friend. But if you don't like him, tell me why. I'm not gonna defend him.
He was another guy.
They
who just
defend his friend. I don't defend my friend.
Dominated the Redskins every time they played. It was obnoxious as hell.
Dominated the Skins.
Yeah,
like all those fumbling.
His brother
problems,
cool as hell though.
Yeah, Rondé's cool. All those fumbling problems he had, not against Washington.
It was for like 7 years, too. Just every time they played, Tiki Barber was just crushing our dreams.
Dude, Cooper Rush has started 5 games against the Skins. Is this right? Yeah. I guess they just have him listed as the Skins, which
and what is
kind of odd to see. In five starts, Cooper
4-1.
4-1. Cooper Rush has completed 66% of his passes for 5 touchdowns with no picks. Cooper Rush just torches him. He has 570 passing yards. I mean.
He has some running, too, didn't he?
It's not listed, but I'm sure he did. Cooper Rush against the Skins as a runner. Not much. All right, Landfill, without further ado, dude.
Number one.
Do you want to give your number one, or do you want to take a couple calls and then come back to your number one?
I'll go with the number one here.
Okay, let's do it.
I think I might not be the only person who works on this show with this guy as number one. Aaron Rodgers.
I'm with you right there, Landy.
I wish he would have just stayed in the darkness.
Yeah. He's annoying.
He's obnoxious as hell. At least when he was playing at an MVP level, he's annoying as hell, but he's really good, and you just kind of got to kind of watch that. He sucks now, and he just won't shut up.
Well, I think when he was playing at an MVP level, he didn't talk all the time.
Yeah, because he was busy, you know, being good at football.
I don't blame it. I think a lot of it was McAfee. And McAfee gets this extreme popularity. Rodgers is on there once a week. Then you add COVID, all of it.
No, don't give him no excuse. It's Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. some reaction live on Twitter. My man Ernol44 says we should try to find Pat Summerall saying Biaka Batuka back in the day. Carl Grebe says, how about Roberto Alomar? I know people hated Alomar because he spit in that ump's face. I always liked Alomar. One of the greatest catches I've ever seen was when Roberto Alomar was second baseman for the Blue Jays in the World Series, and he made a diving, jumping stab of a line drive. It's one of the best catches I've ever seen.
Yeah, but he was spitting in somebody's face. That person had the right to do whatever they wanted to him.
I mean, they threw him out the game.
Threw him out the game. He would have been carried out the game. They should have took a bat and beat the hell out of him.
It's a loathsome act, but I don't like Sean Taylor spitting a dude's face. Like,
and I didn't like it neither.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I'm not going to defend him because he's my friend or somebody I like. Spitting somebody's face, you get what the hell you get.
Fair. All right. Big G is on the line. The phone lines are fulled up. Big G, who do you hate?
Fulled up.
Pulled up. I pulled up to the house.
Hello.
What's up,
Big G? What's happening?
The most players I hate is Charles Barkley because he cried a lot on the basketball court.
All right.
Drew Pearson because he played for the Cowboys. And Troy Aikman because he played for the Cowboys.
All right. Gotcha.
Hey, look, check this out, y'all. Hey, look, I was that gentleman last week that made that oopsie on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to apologize to you and B Miss for that, man. That was unacceptable, man.
I want to apologize
to the fans too. You know what I'm saying? I'm an honest and straight up dude. But man, the Bama caught me wrong, man.
All right, I got you, man. Be cool, right, bro.
Hey, B Miss,
you're all good.
B Miss, and for the record, just to make sure that I'm telling you some true, Bill. You can holler at your boy. Riley McKenzie, a good friend of mine, man.
All right.
I'm the same dude that worked at the golf course, man. Holler at your boy.
All right, brother. Yo, got you, man.
Does that mean you're setting us up a free golf? Let's make it happen, Big G.
I don't work there no more.
Oh, all right. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Take care. Cool. I appreciate how concerned Big G was about letting one slip. It is all good, dude.
Yeah.
Kenneth is in Annandale. What up, Kenny?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas. And I really appreciated it when you guys did this segment before. I think it was about a month ago. And I got to stick with my same top three. Active players, definitely Travis Kelce. He insists upon himself. And when he bumped into Andy Reid in a tissy fit in that Super Bowl against San Fran last year, that just did it for me with him. And then two non-players. that I just think infect the sports world every time they open their mouths are Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless. And I just wanted to get y'all's take on that. And as always, thank you guys for being you, man. That's all I got.
Appreciate you,
thank
brother.
You, dude. I am not surprised Kelce makes the list.
Oh, no. He probably should.
He's always kind of been an antagonist. And I think now his star is just so crazy big just because it's adjacent to Taylor Swift. I get it. I think a lot of people are kind of out on Kelce. And I think that's a big part of one of the weirdest things in the Super Bowl this year with the Eagles and the Chiefs was people are like rooting for the Eagles because they hated the Chiefs so much, which I just found mind-boggling.
Yeah, that's mind-boggling.
To me, that was mostly Kelce-driven. The people that hate Mahomes, I cannot understand that. What is there to hate about Mahomes?
The person he decided to live his life with.
Just that his wife's kind of a pain?
Yeah.
I think I hate the brother more than I hate the wife.
Well, when they come together.
Yeah, that's a big old package deal of, you remember Bill Clinton's brother? I don't remember his name. But he was kind of just like a country drunk, mm-hmm. I think. And like when that got out in the campaign, people were like, oh, don't look at his brother. Just focus on the person. I think that's what the Mahomes family needs to hire James Carville or something to write that ship. Julius is in Waldorf. What's up, Jay?
What's up, Julius? Who you
hate? What's going on, y'all?
Man,
let's see. Most hated sports, well, player, whatever. NFL, Dez Bryant. He got on my last nerve. Every time he catch a touchdown doing that, whatever, X, whatever, I'm like, dude, go somewhere. Sit down. You're not him. You're not that good. Another person, Albert Haynesworth. He was the most just – I'm like, how are you so worthless but worth $92 million?
Just
– never understood.
Lazy. Worthless and like, lazy.
And lazy. And then if I'm going to go NASCAR, I'm going to say Matt Kenseth because he dumped Jeff Gordon so many times. Every time I went to a race, he always dumped him. So I stopped going. And Brad Keselowski because he always cried so much. And he dumped Jeff Gordon too. I didn't like that.
Well, Jeff Gordon is your favorite NASCAR guy.
Call me Jeff Gordon.
All day. Yeah. All day. That's what I grew up watching, 24, all day.
Got you.
And then the last one, Formula One, Fernando Alonso. All because Lewis Hamilton came into Formula One and outperformed him from day one all the way to right now, and he still hates him. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, dude, why are you hating on greatness? He's the greatest ever. So, but yeah, that's my list.
Appreciate you, Julius.
All right, man.
You know what I've been enjoying when we've been doing these segments is the variety of dudes people hate.
The NASCAR hate is real.
NASCAR is real. That might have been our first F1 one.
F1 is real.
Well, a lot of people
my son and my daughter-in-law, they watch.
Do they?
Formula One. And
so Willie's watching it like early Saturday mornings
tell
or
you
whatever?
Every person name, who they've been with, who he used to race for. I was sitting there where I say, look, I saw my little granddad. I said, let's go take a walk, boo. And mom and your daddy geeking out right now. Let's go.
My boy John Sadler watches it with his daughter. Like, and she's, if I had to guess, she's 10, 9, and she loves it. Like, the whole family watches it Saturday mornings. It's crazy. I watched, I think a big part of F1's success is that the Netflix show, The Drive to Survive, because it, like, humanizes the people. I can't get that into it, but I like it, and I certainly support others liking it. Lighten Up Francis on Twitter says, I loathed Ricky Waters as a kid. He would shred the skins.
Oh, yeah.
Our guy Tay Wilson says, most hated Emmett, Aikman, Moose, Irving, Bobby Taylor, Carl Malone, Shady McCoy, Terrell Owens, Sidney Crosby, Bill Romanowski.
Tay basically telling you he ate the NFC East.
That is a strong
other
list.
Than the Commander fan.
And the mailman catches some heat on there. Let's go out west. Let's go to Kenny in Warrington. Kenny, who do you hate?
Guys, it's not going to be the most popular, most hated player, but when I was growing up, I hated Michael Jordan, Bill Laimbeer, current NBA player, because I'm big in NBA, LeBron James. Just Michael Jordan was always on TV, and just, I was a Celtic fan, so just got tired of hearing about him.
Okay, I get it. You were a Celtics fan. That's
yeah,
I
think
yeah. That, they changed the rules for him. He didn't win in the 80s. There was a reason he did win in the 80s.
Because your boy Laimbeer was pounding on him.
And yeah.
He didn't have a team built around him.
Dude, I'm a Celtics fan. So he didn't win the title in the 80s because he didn't have a great team. They changed the rules after a while because of 30 play. You know, I just got tired of the commercials and stuff. You know, I just thought Magic and Bird were the
What rule did they change that you're talking about?
Hand check. You can't get in Michael Jordan's personal space.
Man, Michael Jordan got beat the hell up. What are you talking about? He got beat the hell up going to the
hole. He did.
The hand check rule came in with, like, Iverson when they, like, really shut that down.
The rules changed, though, for him. Because Pistons made a change. I mean, they were too brutal.
Kenny, I'm not mad at you. You're a bona fide hater, sir, and you're allowed to. That's what this segment's about. But
and, the other thing is, me and Jeff are talking A-Rod.
I hated A-Rod.
He's a cheater. It's a big baby.
He's definitely a big baby. Thank you for the call, man.
He knocked the ball out of
that was such a
limp in the American League.
That was such a chicken bleep attempt to just slap the ball out. He looked like. There's so many words I want to use that I'm not going to, but it was so lame.
Every spring training, he had a different blonde driving him around. Well, he just, you know,
I'm not mad
he was big into that, and you know.
All right, Kenny, we got to thank you, buddy.
But I just
thank you, Kenny.
I hate on that one.
That was a good call. I hated A-Rod. Hating on MJ, not for me. Not for
me. He said it wouldn't be popular.
Yeah, that's fine. Bill Laimbeer, I get. If you want to hate Bill Laimbeer, that guy is just a total POS. Some good ones in the chat. Scotty G, and I think a lot of people probably feel this way, said Shador is already annoying.
Why?
Scotty G, but it's weird. I am really, really curious how everything goes with Shador and Dion on the next level. TW says Kurt Schilling and Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
I didn't hate Schilling as a player. I thought it got way overhyped how he had, like, the bloody sock.
Yeah, the bloody sock thing looked a little weird.
He has become quite a political cartoon character, I would say, in his post-playing days. Clemens was that dude that wanted to bully you. Remember he, like, threw the bat at Mike Piazza? That's just, I think he's just a locked in ball player trying to intimidate the batter. Like, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. He's cool though.
You know, I hate that little flea that jumped on Tom Wilson's back, Panarin.
Yeah.
I hope everybody at WFAN hears me say that.
I don't like him either.
I know Landfill is busy because I just realized we are very late. And listen, if you're on hold, stay there. Who do you hate the most? We're taking these calls. 800-636-10.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
6-7. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. And the game?
Dogs on top.
And I'm going to shine, homie.
Envy me.
Last week, Jeff shared his list with us of athletes he hated. It was great.
Yeah.
Today, we got Landfill's top 9 athletes he hated. Number 1 on the list, Aaron Rodgers. Number 2, Tiki Barber. Trot Nixon made an appearance. We're giving you guys a chance. Who you mad at? Who you hate? Let's go to JR the Hater from Boston. JR, who do you hate?
Listen, you're the one who gave me that title last week, so I figured I
was... I mean, you're kind of a hater, dude. This is a good segment for you.
I do. I own it. So, obviously, born and raised, even though I haven't lived in D.C. for 25 years, I'm still Homer. Anyone wearing a Cowboys uniform, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, especially those guys back in the day, took so many. Nowadays, it's more of like all the times that Crosby took away wins from the Capitals. But, like, I know you guys call me a hater, but you guys have to admit the Capitals proved my points right over the weekend. And they might be, like, my number one, like, people that I hate right now. When you think about it, now, Brian, would you say that you played perfectly when I was watching you growing up?
No.
No, exactly. But I would say that you played hard. You played smart. Carver used the exact same words I did last week to you guys. He wanted his team to play heart and discipline. You had over 1,700 touches, punt returns, kickoff returns, rushing and receiving times, and you only fumbled the ball 46 times, less than 3%. I don't want my teams to play perfect. I want them to play hard and smart slash disciplined. If the Caps don't reach the third or fourth round, the biggest team I'm going to hate are the Capitals as a whole because they are their worst enemy. The only team that can beat the Capitals right now in the East is the Capitals.
Can I? All right, my turn, JR.
All right, go ahead.
The team you hate the most right now has already locked up first place in the Eastern Conference and the one seed. Should we maybe try to find a happy medium here?
Well, no. I agree, but my point is they can.
We've heard your point.
Two heads.
We've heard it. We've heard it. You are heard, sir. Thank you for the call, JR the Hater from Boston.
I kind of like don't want him to be like the president's cup and all that stuff. I want him to do all that because every time they do it, they don't go nowhere.
They're not gonna win it. I don't think.
And I'm good. I'm happy with that. JR wanted him to win all that.
JR wants him to go undefeated. Hank is in Brandywine. Hank, who you hate?
Hey, man. I hate to say hate, but I being a PG boy, South PG, I don't watch much Pro Bowl anymore. I don't like how the game is. But Kevin Durant just seemed like a whiny person. Just to be for PG. Gwynn Park won 10 state champions in 20 years. I played on the playground with him. I could have been a bench warmer there. He just seemed like a big whiner.
Damn.
So I'm throwing that at Kevin Durant.
Hometown guy. Don't care, huh?
What's that?
Just hating on the hometown guy. I mean,
I ain't hating on him, man. He just seemed like he whines and jumps teams. He just don't have the loyalty and the.
Him because he never came here. I didn't think it was just about all the other.
No,
stuff.
I didn't say you said anything. I said he's a whiner. I grew up playing on the playground, and Gwynn Park was the baddest 10 state championships in 20 years. He just don't seem like PG people I play ball with.
All right, so Jeff, our guy Jeff Too Funny, Jeff Walker, is a proud product of Prince George's County. Our friend Hank and Brandywine says Durant just doesn't seem like a PG guy, and he can't stand him.
What do you mean?
I mean, that's strong words.
Hank.
I'm just saying, he just seems like a whiner.
Hank, one, everybody whine. Do you know who Terrell Owens was? Everybody whine. He was a whiner. It doesn't matter where you're from. But my boy made the smartest business decision in his career. Did his thing. Yo, how can you say Kevin Durant whine? Everybody come for KD on the internet. And you know what he say? Y'all broke. I ain't even paying attention to y'all. Don't hate on our old boy.
Money ain't the beginning end. You ain't taking none of it with you, brother.
Bruh, but
anyway, that's all. We all got opinions about Stephen
A. I'm a homer.
A.
I love my hometown guys.
That's cool. I was rooting for him, but it just seemed as time went on, I'm like, damn, I don't know. It's just the younger generation.
So hold on. Do you
58.
Do you feel as though LeBron James cry more than Kevin Durant?
Oh, he does some whine. Some whining, but he backs it. I mean, he's the baddest.
All right.
He's the baddest.
KD don't back it up.
Thank you, Hank.
He ain't Michael Jordan, but he's the baddest. But
thank you, Hank.
I'm with Brian. That's Stephen A. I think I know what the A stands for. Y'all have to get that.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah.
All right. But you know what's funny is these people call in and they hate something specifically, and then as they continue, you realize who they root for and why they hate the person. Like for me, I hated Michael Irvin. When I was a kid, I remember when Daryl Green played through a broken arm in 92, and Irvin said he was going to torch him, and then Daryl shut him down the following game. Like that was one of the happiest non-playoff games of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Zeke in Southeast.
What up, Zeke?
Zeke, who you hate?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, will y'all let the people hate who they want to hate? You don't have to agree with it. Hey,
if they hate, let them hate and watch the money pile up. Go ahead.
I know that's right. Well, I have 159 that I hate.
159 people?
Right. Yeah, they're called the Eagles, the Cowboys. The Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Giants.
Oh,
okay. All right, cool. I thought you were about to say the whole name.
Nah, I hate anybody in the way of us getting that championship.
I'm with that, brother.
But growing up, I hated Lawrence Taylor. He was a good player, but when he broke Joe Theismann's leg, I said, okay. I started hating him from that point on. He was one of the guys that I feared him because he killed us every time he played. But when he broke the leg, man, that was it for me. So I've been a hater ever since. That's why.
Yeah.
I see the play all the time.
Thank you, Zeke.
And I see he was more hurt than anybody in the play. So I don't think it was a purposely done thing.
I don't think you could. What happened to him, you couldn't purposely do.
Yeah.
Like that,
yeah.
That is, at some point, it's the universe, man.
And you watch, man, and he started jumping up and down like, get over
right,
here.
Right.
And if he was like, I never hated him.
Right.
I tell you one thing, I respect the hell out of him on the field.
Dude could play.
Like, they say, we got speed right, you got to block LT. I'm like, what? Why can't Jake drop back and block him?
Ryan the Stoner on line 4. What's up, Ryan the Stoner?
Hello, what's up, man?
This is the
Ryan and Stone. Let's go. All right, go to the next one.
There you are. Jonesy.
Jonesy, what's up, bro?
Jonesy, what up, man?
What's going on, B, man? Ryan Stone, man. he probably seeing all the whole universe right there. But it's all good. Man, my problem, and I don't hate the guy, but he made me sick because when I was working up in Baltimore, this particular guy, he's a NASCAR driver, Jeff Gordon. He could do no wrong in certain people. There's some of the coworkers that I worked around because he was always talked about and always brought up. And, you know, he even transcended football in this particular place I worked at the time. But it's in no way in the world. My next guy I'm moving to, because I always thought we had the dude wrapped up when we played the Cowboys at the time, and that was Marion Barber. They got him. No, we don't. He's going down the damn field. He him just score. You know what I'm saying? And he hurt us at the end of game. That's the thing. We played three quarters great, and the last quarter, bam, did this dude just get stronger and stronger and just break out, and it just seemed like we had nobody on our defense to stop this dude. And but now it's a combo twins of currently of the day, and that's that Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. I don't like them, man. I'm sorry. Yep, they wear that ugly, nasty green, and I'm sorry we had to, you know, we put you through that, B-Mitch. I'm still pissed off to this day with Vinny Serrato for pretty much letting you ride up out of here and walk out of past here, only to watch you come back here and burn us up in a green, nasty outfit wearing the dirty 30. But I've always said, welcome back home, and that's, you know, forgettable. I ain't never going to say forgivable because it wasn't your fault.
Jonesy, it's a good call, buddy. We got to roll. Vinny Serrato should definitely be higher on this list. Bruce Allen.
Well, I didn't say players. They're not the right name.
Yeah,
I just got a call from my buddy with Ariane Close and said he ate Grayson Allen, Troy Aikman, and Christian Laettner. I think everybody around here agrees.
Yeah, dude. people aren't going to argue with that one. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to get through as many calls as we can. It's my understanding we have an NFL owner on the line. We will definitely get to that. But B, is it Jim Smith? Did he do your rude work at your house?
Yeah.
So Jim had to come to my house today. I wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren's not home.
Oh, you left the door.
You know what we did? Now, Lauren doesn't let me have access to the app because she thinks I'll do something stupid. So she has the app. So Lauren, at her office, was able to open the garage door at the house so my man Jim could get in.
There you go.
You know how dope that is? That's what the folks at Door Pro America have done for me with my new garage door. The app is called the MyQ app. My wife has it. I do not, but she does. And you can open your garage door wherever you
Small
are.
Woman.
So if somebody has to go by the house, you can just open the garage door for them and let them in. It is a game changer, man. You don't have to worry. You know how stupid it is to leave keys under your mat in the year 2025? Stop leaving keys under your mat. Get a new garage door, and you can open that thing remotely from Guadalajara, for all I know. Whatever you need. If you need the MyQ technology app to open your door, or you just need some repairs, some maintenance, call Door Pro America, man. These guys are experts. They helped us narrow down the options on our new door and gave us a great recommendation. They're based locally. They've been doing this for over 50 years, and I'm telling you, the app is a game changer. Call today and ask how you can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you, or you can check out the website, doorproamerica.com.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to Landfill. Bought a bunch of pizza. Not on my hate list. Landfill debuted his hate list earlier. Top five, Trot Nixon, Cole Hamels, Chris Sims, Tiki Barber, and Aaron Rodgers. And it's my understanding, we're still working through the contractual stuff. I think next week, Chris Russell's going to join us for his most hated athlete
list. Oh, Lord.
That could be a long one.
It might be the whole world.
Everyone has wronged Rooster. Taking your calls, who's the athlete you hate? We have an NFL owner on the line. I don't know how he will answer this. Hello, Jarrah.
J.P. Finley and Brian Landfill, Jeffrey. I don't know if it's White Brian or White whatever. I hope you all are having a good day. White Brian, I guess that's his name. Y'all have, I hope y'all doing well. But anyway, listen, there's one bastard professional athlete that I hated the most. I think I did. Every time, or Brian Keith Mitchell, I'm sorry. Brian, every time you touched the ball, I wanted somebody to whack you bad. But most of the time, you took it 30, 40, 50 yards and changed the momentum of the game. I think there was one time I even yelled at you, and you looked up at the owner's box, and I sat the hell down and said, I hope he didn't hear me. Listen. One extra out of bounds. This is a professional. He's not an athlete. And that's a professional dumbass, and that's Charlie. I tell you what, if you were to rank him, he is the Bill Gates of dumbasses. And I tell you this, Charlie, I'm never going to stop. You started this. You opened your mouth when you shouldn't have. And that's why you're getting it. There. Don't call back in here whining and crying. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good. Hey, listen, you dumbass. You called me out. I don't even know who you are. But I tell you this, I know where you live. And if I see you walk through a crosswalk or in your wheelchair or walker, whatever, in College Park, I will run your dumbass over. Hey, listen, y'all
Thank you, Jarrah. Have a great day.
I got to go.
All right.
I guess that
felt a little aggressive today. All right. Let's try to go fast here, folks. That way everybody gets in. Matt's in D.C. Matt, who's your least favorite athlete?
Sidney Crosby, for obvious reasons. But I got to go back to the Kevin Durant thing, because when he, like, choked off that Western Conference Finals up 3-1 and, like, up 9 with a couple, you know, a few minutes left in the fourth quarter to the Warriors, and then goes and joins them the next year. To me, that's like everything. That's like the worst possible thing an athlete can do. I got zero respect for that. I'm sorry. I mean, and he like sort of ruined the Splash Brothers. You know, it became the Kevin Durant show. And what was exciting was now boring. I have two players. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Two players that I hated but came to respect. One was Michael Jordan, both because I'm a huge Hoya fan. Michael Jordan and Steph Curry. Jordan came to the Wiz, and, you know, when you get to root for the guy, sort of changes your perspective a little bit. Because after the Warriors lost to the Cavs in 2016, huge celebrations, all this craziness, he sat there courtside for like 10 minutes in the middle of that just to be able to congratulate LeBron. And I, you know, for a guy who like chews his mouthpiece, looks like the, you know, the cockiest guy that ever played basketball, That really turned it around for me on staff. I thought that was incredibly classy. So,
all right, brother, we got to bounce. Thank you for the call, man.
Appreciate it.
Mitch and Woodbridge, go fast, bud.
Mitch,
what's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. So I hate the strong word, but I got to say I do despise Jalen Hurts. So I'll keep it simple. You give the best running back in the league, probably the best O line in the league, two great wide receivers, an amazing defense. And you throw Jalen Hurts in the mix, I think you could have any top 20 QB, including Sam Darnold. You could put Heineke back there. And I'm going to be honest, you probably end up with a Super Bowl. So, yeah, my hate for the day, definitely go to Jalen Hurts. Hope we beat him next year. Thanks, boys.
Well done, Mitch. Well done. Andre's in Alexandria. Dre, who's an athlete you do not like?
Well, I got two of them I wanted to fight, literally wanted to fight, and I still want to fight him to this day. The second one, I don't have to explain. I just say his name, and I think everybody would nod. But the first one, Karl Malone, when he knocked David Robinson out with a cheap shot, hit him in the back of his head with that elbow, I wanted to fight him and just swole his eye up and make his eye the same size as the basketball. I don't think he can fight. He's a good cheap shotter, but I don't think he can square up and fight. That's what I want to knock out. And then the other one, I'm going to make a quick, Draymond Green. I don't need to sell a story. I just hate him.
I get that one. Jeff had him, too. He might crack my list as well. Thank you, Dre. Lord knows
I'm going to set up a fight with Jeff and Draymond, though.
So let's clear something up. A good buddy of mine, my buddy Blaine, is at various times has been in, like, amazing shape. He's a rugby player, like a big, strong dude, right?
Uh-huh.
We were texting when we did this segment last week about how we used to have a rule, like me and him, that we would fight Mike Dunleavy Jr. if we ever saw him. Just on site with Mike Dunleavy Jr. while he was at Duke.
Uh-huh.
And last week we were texting with the added wisdom of being 43 instead of 21, saying, yo, we would have gotten our asses kicked. Dude's like 6'9 and an athlete. Like, we would have gotten worked.
Probably so.
So for all the, like, yo, I'm going to fight this guy, don't fight him. You could boo him from your seats, but don't fight him. Brian, I don't know where this is in the palace. Yo, bad idea, man. You mess with the bull, you get the horns. Everybody prepare. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what state he's in. Hello, Commander Tequila. Who do you hate?
Oh, boy.
Who do I hate? I'm in California. I hate Gerald and his Cowboys. I had to go drive by there and just poop at the stadium and bring the Cowboys in and just bring them the load, you know. Other than that, I just can't stand Jerome.
All right.
You know, he just needs to learn. We got to take away his yellow jacket, his gold jacket, because he's not a player. We need your gold jacket to be Mitch.
Thank you for the call, Commander. That was a good one.
All right, baby.
Well done. When we come back.
Like pooping in people's places.
Yeah, maybe take it easy with the public pooping. Yeah, but besides that, it was a good phone call. When we come back, talking sticks, and then we got a whole bunch of NFL draft news I want to run through. Nobody go anywhere.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.